This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Greetings and hello once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News, and this is the Santa Tracker podcast of SantaTrackers.net. This is the only podcast by and for Santa Trackers who track Santa for Santa, and in this episode we deal with some tough questions that come from some of our site visitors out there. Joining us is my radio partner and the ultimate Santa Tracker himself, Elf Crash Murphy, whose North Pole radio news duties put him in the skies in a sleigh chasing Santa as he makes his way around the world. From that frosty and some would say privileged vantage point, Crash earns his many titles as the Eye in the Sky reporter for the North Pole. Crash, welcome to the podcast, and are you ready to deal with some difficult questions this time around?
Sure, Frank. We can talk about anything that you want.
There are a number of heartbreaking things we have received in the mail recently. In fact, Elf Ernest basically called me today and said, look, you and Crash need to do a podcast about these questions. We've got some kids having a hard time out there.
Really, Frank? That makes me a little sad. We're getting close to the funnest week of the year, the week of Christmas. Santa is coming to the Tracker Elf Conference this weekend, and things are shaping up nicely so far for Operation Merry Christmas. I would hope that everyone is having a good time and looking to enjoy themselves, Frank.
Well, me too, Crash. You should see these letters. There is a lot of sadness in the world right now, and there is a little every year. And we deal with it, you know. Sick people, people who've lost loved ones, folks burn out of their homes, or weather that has changed lives and destroyed things. The stuff of life happens even at Christmas time, and we are used to dealing with it. In fact, when those things happen, we most of the time witness miracles, thanks to the spirit of Christmas. Never is there a time of year better than at Christmas to see people come together and to help each other out. But these are not the types of tragedies that we're going to be talking about today, Crash. In fact, to some people, what we will talk about might seem kind of small, especially to some adults out there.
Oh, you must be talking about non-belief and bullying and stuff like that.
I am, Crash, and it is, you know, kind of sad to me. I'm hoping we can help some people today.
Well, let's dig into the particulars, Frank. Let's see what we can do.
Our first letter comes from James in New Mexico in the United States. He's 11 years old. He's got a big brother, 16 years old. We'll call him Harry, even though that's not his real name. James is distressed because Harry not only does not believe in Santa Claus, but Harry gives James grief because James does believe in Santa Claus.
So James is being bullied by his own brother.
Well, yeah, it appears that way.
Well, that happens a lot, Frank. Tell me, did Santa go to their house last year?
He did, but Harry says Santa is just their parents giving them stuff. They buy the goodies, wrap them up, and put them under the tree after James and Harry go to bed. Harry told James his parents have been doing this their whole lives.
Okay, so what's the problem?
You can't see the problem here.
Well, look, this is normal enough, Frank. You're going to have a difference in belief, I think, in just about any home or with any family. It's a very common thing. A lot of people deal with this.
Well, maybe that's part of the answer, Crash. How do you deal with this?
Well, I think a lot of people make it harder for themselves than it needs to be. I think you just let people believe what they want to believe. I know that as I got older, I never got to agree with many people my same age from when we were kids. We disagreed then, and we still disagree. But you know what? We're still friends. We still do stuff. We still enjoy each other. And families can do that. Brothers can do that.
Well, of course you're right, Crash, but how do you do that when you're 11 years old and you're the little brother?
Well, that's a tougher one, Frank. I guess James should probably first talk to his parents about this. That's what I would tell him to do.
That's what my first thought was too, Crash, but then I read Jillian's letter.
Who's Jillian? Is she a sister?
No, she's not related to James or Harry in any way, but she has an extraordinary problem, and I want to read you part of her letter. Her mother is the one who doesn't believe in Santa Claus, Crash.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here's what she says. Is Santa real? My mom told me he isn't, but I'm not sure anymore. I want to believe Santa is real, but my mom said she was the one who wrapped all the presents and ate the cookies and wrote the letters. And I believe she is telling the truth because I think she would be a little concerned if I opened something that she didn't buy or read something that she didn't write. With that being said, I still want to believe Santa is real, but if he is, why has he never visited me or my house? Is there an explanation?
Holy cow, Frank, that's really a sad question. How old is Jillian?
Jillian, I think, is 15.
Okay, a lot going on in this situation. So, she wrote into us on one of the websites to get the answer to whether or not Santa is real. Am I getting this right?
Yes, I think that's the gist of it.
Okay, I think there's one thing everyone should know before I try to answer this question, Frank.
Okay, what's that?
Well, do we have her mother's side of the story? Have we talked to Jillian's mom?
No. Why would that be important?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Without knowing where Jillian's mom is coming from, we cannot completely answer the question, Frank. You see, I think there are probably reasons Jillian's mom is saying the stuff that she's saying to her daughter, and they're probably really, really good reasons. They might even be reasons that Jillian does not know about yet, and that's something that is in the wisdom of a parent, Frank.
Okay, I can understand that. I see what you're saying. But we can't guess what is on her mother's mind, can we?
No, we can't. And that makes this a little bit of an unfair question. But I'm going to try to answer it anyway.
Okay, what's the first thing we need to know?
Well, Jillian said it pretty good. She said that her mom would be concerned if Jillian opened up a present and her mom didn't know what was in it. Or that if there was a letter, that it contained something that her mom didn't know about. And that's a clue that Jillian has a really good mom, and that Jillian is growing up in a home where she's really loved.
Okay, and as good as that might be, I can see as well that if her mom told her there was no Santa Claus, that Jillian would, of course, have to believe her.
Well, right, and I'd have to agree with all that.
Yes, but there is a Santa Claus, Crash.
Yes, Frank, there is. We've seen him. We've talked to him all the time. He's our boss. So, of course, we know he's real, but that's the point.
What's the point?
Well, we know he's real, Frank, but clearly Jillian's mom does not.
What do we do about that?
We don't do anything about that, Frank, sad as it is. Look, there's a lot of parents out there who don't believe in Santa, and they don't want Santa coming to their house. There might even be good reasons they don't believe in Santa. And you know, and I know, that Santa respects that. Chances are that if Jillian's mom says she's always taken care of the presents and put them under the tree in Santa's name, then that is exactly what's happening in that house.
So you're saying that at least in Jillian's home, Santa does not exist and likely has never existed.
Yeah, that's it, basically. Santa doesn't go there because they don't want Santa there. Some parents want to do it all themselves. And you know what? That's okay. Santa respects that. We should respect that. And Jillian should respect that.
But Crash, Santa is real. You said it. We can't lie to Jillian.
We're not lying, Frank, and Jillian's mother is not lying either, Frank. Jillian's mother's just being honest about what she believes. And this is heartbreaking to Jillian and a lot of other kids and other parents out there because they want to believe in Santa. I think that is what Jillian is saying in her letter.
Wow, this is really complicated, Crash, and it's sad to me because there are no happy answers.
Well, that's not true. Jillian is 15 years old. She's dealing with a lot of stuff, and much of it likely has nothing to do with Santa or Christmas. This is what teenagers go through. This is always what parents go through. Real life, if you ask me, Frank.
How do we help Jillian have a Merry Christmas?
Well, Frank, that's easy. This is what we do. We're elves. We sow the seeds of happiness at Christmas, and that's something that happens through love, not through Santa.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying Jillian needs to go talk to her mom and to thank her. Thank her for giving her great Christmases all these years. Thank her for being so loving. Thank her for being generous and kind and always trying to make Christmas special. She needs to tell her mom that she loves her.
Do you think that will be hard for Jillian to do?
No, because I think if Jillian thinks about all this, she'll see that I'm right. She's got a great mom. Her mom loves her a lot. It's okay that her mom doesn't believe in Santa. Jillian is growing up and making up her mind about what she believes when she's going to be an adult. She won't be the first kid to grow up and maybe think different than her parents, and that's okay. She can still love him. Her parents are still great people.
But the belief in Santa, Crash, isn't Jillian's mom basically doing the same thing that Harry is doing to his brother James?
Not even close, Frank. Jillian's mom's not a bully. Just because Jillian wants to believe in Santa and her mom does not make her a bully. Jillian's mom sounds like a great lady to me. She sounds like she loves Jillian to death. She's no bully, in fact, quite the opposite. She's trying to raise Jillian according to her own heart and her own belief. Santa would really support that, Frank, even if it doesn't mean belief in Santa Claus.
How does Santa feel about people who tell him he's not real?
Well, he does get that all the time, Frank, and he mostly laughs it off.
I'm still thinking about Jillian. She sounds really sad to me. Should she believe in Santa even though her mother does not?
Well, that's something for Jillian to decide. She's 15. Kids that age are pretty smart, very independent. I think she should believe in Santa because everyone should believe in Santa, but I have to respect her if she chooses something else. I wouldn't want to cross a parent, Frank, and I think that's what Jillian is worried about. But I think Jillian is having to deal with that on several issues, not just Santa and Christmas.
Is it even possible for Jillian to have a Merry Christmas?
Well, now you're talking about a real choice, Frank. Obviously, Jillian's mother's going to take care of her. She wants Jillian to be happy. Jillian just needs to choose to be happy then. She might not settle things in her heart about her mother's belief or her own belief. That might take her some more time to figure out, but she can choose to be happy in the meantime.
Crash, Jillian's situation is a little unique. She has stuff under her tree and in her stocking, and clearly it's her mom that's doing it, not Santa. But we have others who write in claiming Santa never comes to their home. Some of these are believers. They are tracker elves, even though Santa has never made it to their house. What do you say to them?
I say, God bless him, Frank. That's really something. To believe in Santa when Santa doesn't come to your house takes a special person, Frank.
But Crash, why wouldn't Santa go to their house? If they believe in him, why won't Santa go there?
Well, because Santa believes in keeping the rules, Frank. If there is someone there in charge of that house who does not want Santa there, then Santa doesn't go there. Santa goes where people want him. If there are boundaries, out of respect, Santa does not cross them.
Do you think kids know that?
No, and why would they?
The relationship between Santa and parents is complicated.
Oh, it is, Frank, but Santa tries to keep it simple. The adults in the home are in charge. Santa respects that and honors their wishes.
Do you think there are some adults out there who do not like the idea of Santa?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Does that bother you?
Usually no. When you get a chance to talk to people, you begin to see what they believe and why. It's just that some kids get caught in the middle and there's not much you can do about that. Being a parent's a tough thing, and they have to make difficult choices. Santa trusts them, and he tries to help by honoring what they want.
Crash, Elf Ernest gave me some other letters from kids asking Santa for stuff he cannot possibly give.
Like what? Houses and cars?
No, things like fame, or things like being accepted for being one way or another.
Well, there's an easy answer for that.
There is?
Yeah, Santa can't do a thing about other people. The world can be pretty mean, and Santa's only answer to that is to be Santa. That is, he's a giver of love. That's all anyone can do to really help with stuff like this. Santa does not grant wishes, even though we all give him a wish list. Wish lists are, or should be, for things that Santa can actually take care of. But Santa cannot make a person be nice to you. He cannot force things like fame or acceptance. Santa's a toy maker. You wish for a toy, maybe Santa can take care of that. But if you want to lead the cheerleader squad, Santa can't do that. Nobody can do that.
We actually have that cheerleader thing in a letter, Crash.
Are you serious, Frank?
Yes, Emily from Florida. She wants Santa to help her make the team. She thinks if Santa writes a letter, it will influence the people who make that decision.
Yeah, Santa wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, Frank. That's not what he does. Santa works in secret. He gives anonymously. He would never use his fame like that.
So when we see Santa endorsing things like soda or cars or toys on TV and in ads, that's not real, right?
Oh, it's as fake as can be.
Does Santa get upset when he sees stuff like that?
Yeah, he sometimes gets really upset. He also will not watch movies or TV shows that show him, Frank. He doesn't like any of them, not a single one.
Oh, that's interesting. So Santa doesn't have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah, several favorite Christmas movies, just not any that have Santa as a character in them. I think Santa's favorite Christmas movie is an old version of A Christmas Carol.
That's interesting. That movie is fictional.
Yeah, but he says the story's more real than any other Christmas movie out there made with Santa in it.
Do you think people would be disappointed if they saw the real North Pole?
No, but I think the movie people have no idea, Frank.
I would have to agree, Crash. I live at the North Pole, and even I admit not a single movie made gets it close to being right. Good point as always. Crash, thank you for your honesty in this episode. We look forward to the events in the coming days here at the North Pole, especially the Tracker Elf Conference this weekend. We'll see you there. For SantaTrackers.net and the Santa Tracker Podcast, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy of North Pole Radio News, thanking you for listening. We'll see you on the radio, and Merry Christmas.